Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're talking about the graduated income tax initiative on the ballot. They call it fair tax. Is it fair? Should we do this? And I've been hearing from business owners who are saying, man, I don't like the sound of that. More taxes. Remember, they're saying that the high income people will pay more taxes, and it'll be people with very high income, and that most folks will see nominal change. So Lou Manfredini, who's Mr. Fix-It Show, is on WGN Radio Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. till 10. Lou is a small business owner, too, owns a couple of hardware stores. You are making the sort of analogy between this and the two cities that your stores are in and the plastic bag fee. What's that all about, Lou?
The point is that people have a threshold about when they've had enough to pay taxes. And so, for instance, the sales tax, the retail sales tax in the city of Chicago, Cook County, is 10.25%. Okay, so if I sell a Weber grill to somebody out of my hardware store, which I think I sold you one.
Yes, you did.
You paid 10.25% sales tax. Yeah. If I sell you that same grill at my Villa Park store, yeah, it's 7.75%. So
really?
You know, you're already paying more. Now, they come in the bag tax. Would you like a bag? This is right when the bag tax started.
Yeah.
And people would say yes. And we're like, we have to charge you 7 cents. Like, no way. I am not. People get so angry. And so what happens, John, is it starts to build up. And when you talk to people about, I'm leaving Illinois, the taxes. We have to find ways. If we're going to add and we're going to grow taxes because we are at a huge deficit, I get it. The pension obligation, all of that stuff. I am a lifelong Illinoisan, and we are in trouble. But we have to figure out ways to balance these increases with also incentives to keep businesses. It is just very difficult to do business in the state of Illinois because of how expensive it is, and it's hard for small businesses. And now, throw in this crazy pandemic where I have friends of mine that have had businesses for 25 years, the ones that were severely affected by this pandemic, that will never open again. And it breaks my heart. And it's driving people away. And I get it, but we got to figure out a better way. And I think that those high-income earners who pay the lion's share of the taxes, when we want to talk percentage, John, if we take a look at who pays the most tax percentage-wise,
yeah,
in the state of Illinois or in the federal government, it's the high earners.
Right. And I, you know, it sounds like I'm debating you. I don't know that I am, Lou, but I just think it's also fair to say.
Thank you very much for your question, John. But now I'd like to tell you there's a fly on my head.
I missed my chance. I was every time Dave Ennett was going to do sports today, I was going to say, thank you, Mr. Ennett. Thank you, Mr. Ennett. I was just going to keep saying
that
until force him to shut up, and he wouldn't. He would continue to do sports. I think it's fair to say, though, that while they do pay more taxes total, and they pay a higher percentage on the last dollar earned, let's say in the federal case, maybe they should pay more. Maybe they should pay more. I know some small business people. I'm not thinking of you, but I know some small business people who are doing just fine right now, even now. And so maybe, you know, maybe they should pay more. I mean, and maybe not even because it's fair, right? But maybe just because it's necessary and they've got it, right? So let's just go get some of that. They're sitting right there.
Well, let's look at this real quick, and I know you're going to run out of time. But for those really high, if we talk about the millionaires and the billionaires,
I'm
okay,
not, but go ahead.
No. But I mean, that's the PR campaign, right, to get people to vote for it.
Yeah.
Don't you think that for those people that have that kind of money, they can just change where they live, right? They can say, you know what? I'm just going to buy. I own a house in Florida.
You think they'll do that? I'm sorry. Well, first of all, I say then go. I don't think there's that many of them. This is not about billionaires. Heck, the one is the governor, and he said he's going to stay. I think Bruce Rauner is going to stay. I don't think they're going to necessarily change their official residence to outstate if they haven't already. They're already paying 5% here. And even if they do go, I don't think that's where this thing's going to get done. It's going to get done on people making $251,000 to $2 million, of which there are many people. So they're the ones that are going to end up paying it.
You know what?
And you think those people are going to leave. They're just going to say, oh, that's it, I'm out of here. I'm going to move my business.
The president of the United States changed his residency.
Yeah. Lou.
Okay, and I do think that's naive to say that they that I do agree with you that not everybody's going to leave, but some are. And I'll even put I'll leave you with one last thing.
Okay.
There are farmers in this state that make over $250,000 a year. They're going to pay more.
Yeah, are they? I mean, it would seem to me like they should be able to, listen to me, Lou, I don't know what I'm talking about, but if they have legitimate business expenses, then they ought to be able to write that off. But if you're sitting
Right. But so there's the thing, right? It's like, are we just creating, well, there's more loopholes. I mean, right? What is the answer?
Well, we'll find out. The election is November 3rd. The election is November 3rd.
Please go vote, everybody. If you're not already registered, I think it might be too late to register, but you have to physically go vote. I cannot stress this enough.
Yeah.
Please exercise your constitutional right and go vote and make your voice be heard. We all have to do this.
This text is just poured in. What's rocket surgery? Okay, that wraps it up. Thank you, Lou. It's good to visit with you. Listen for him Saturday morning at 7, talking about things in your house and your world. He is Mr. Fix-It for a reason.